is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on the 17th day of December, 2016. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. After the program, I'll post links on the IDH program links page to some of the materials we talk about tonight. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of the Anti-Corruption Society homepage. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of my homepage. Our guide has been viewed 47,000 times since it was posted 2 years ago and is now in the 9th edition. We keep adding to it as more info and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Also, I have started weekly talk show calls. There's a banner on the homepage, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you click on that banner, talk show banner, it'll take you right to the program. Then I run weekly. This month, however, I have been extremely busy, so I'm not going to have any calls. I haven't had any for the last several weeks. The next call I'm trying to schedule is the 27th, I believe. That will be after Christmas. So check on that page, and you'll see when I've scheduled another call. I'm hoping to get to it one more this month. Now, if you are don't have access to a computer, I can give you the number and you can call in and see if there is a call scheduled. Normally the calls are at 8 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday nights. And if you don't have a computer, you can call 724-444-7444 and punch in the call ID number, which is 120-481 pound. And if you call in maybe about 10 minutes to 8 on Tuesday night, the 27th, again, if you don't have access to a computer, and it will say whether or not there's a scheduled call. So that helps people who don't have computers. Now, last week I had the good luck, the good fortune. I was a guest on John Stapmiller's show on Monday, the National Intel Report. And then John was not feeling well on Tuesday, and I substituted for him. And basically what I tried to cover is the bankruptcy of the United States. I read a lot of excerpts, and John played a clip that they got on the internet of the Jim Trafficant speech. Dated, let's see, that speech supposedly took place on March 17th, 1993. Unfortunately, the clip they played came from C-SPAN, so the first couple of sentences were correct and the rest was incorrect. In fact, when they played it, I was typing in the box, not this one, because I don't know who had done it. They said the source was C-SPAN. But what they did is they tagged in another speech of his that he gave during the Reagan administration that made no sense and did not apply to the bankruptcy of the United States. So I had already ordered John's book, I had discovered a while back that Traficant put a lot of his congressional record speeches in a book called America's Last Minutemen, and that book was published in 2011. I ordered the book, and it came in yesterday. And lo and behold, like one of the first things in the book is this speech that we've been talking about. And the name of the talk or the speech is The Bankruptcy of the United States. So I'm going to share with you what the book had to offer so we can get the record straight on the Jim Traficant speech. I learned something myself by getting the book that I didn't know, nor did I find on the internet. In his book, there's an introduction to this speech. The page is titled The Bankruptcy of the United States. There's an introduction followed by the text of the speech. But the introduction explains exactly what happened and how this was placed into the congressional record. So I'm going to start with the introduction. This speech, and again, the introduction was written by Jim Traficant. He was a former representative from the state of Ohio. Okay, if you haven't heard of him, you can look it up. He did a lot of interviews. He did a lot of talks. There's a lot of YouTubes. He was on mainstream media. He was quite a guy, and he was quite willing to take on the powers that be. Okay, here's the introduction. This speech has been written in several books. Many people still write to me asking for information and details about the speech. Some are confused because the speech was actually inserted into the record with only the first part delivered on the House floor. Floor debate is usually limited. I had only 1.5 minutes. Thus, I made the first remarks, then asked unanimous consent to have my total prepared speech inserted into the record, and it was. I never read or gave a, quote, prepared, unquote, speech on the floor, but did on occasion use the segment of record known as, quote, extension of remarks, unquote, when I needed more time to make my point. The following is the complete text of my speech. So, that's the origin of this speech that I'm going to read now. Mr. Speaker, we are here now in Chapter 11. Members of Congress are official trustees presiding over the greatest reorganization of any bankrupt entity in world history, the U.S. government. We are setting forth, hopefully, a blueprint for our future. There are some who say it is a coroner's report that will lead to our demise. It is an established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act, March 9, 1933, 48 Stat 1, Public Law 89-719, declared by President Roosevelt being bankrupt and insolvent. HJR, which is House Joint Resolution, 192, 73rd Congress, Session June 5, 1933, Joint Resolution to suspend the gold standard and abrogate the gold clause dissolved the sovereign authority of the United States and the official capacities of all United States governmental offices, officers, and departments, and is further evidence that the United States federal government exists today in name only. The receivers of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. All United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers. The federal government exists in name only. With the constitutional Republican form of government now dissolved, the receivers of the bankruptcy have adopted a new form of government for the United States. This new form of government is known as a democracy. Being an established socialist communist order under a new governor for America. This act was instituted and established by transferring and or placing the office of the Secretary of Treasury to that of the governor of the International Monetary Fund. Public Law 94-564, page 8, section H.R. 13955 reads in part, quote, "The U.S. Secretary of Treasury receives no compensation for representing the United States," unquote. Gold and silver were such a powerful money during the founding of the United States of America that the founding fathers declared that only gold or silver coins can be money in America. Only gold or silver. Since gold and silver coinage were heavy and inconvenient for a lot of transactions, they were stored in banks and a claim check was issued as a money substitute. People traded their coupons as money or currency. Currency is not money, but a money substitute. Redeemable currency must promise to pay a dollar equivalent in gold or silver money. Federal Reserve notes make no such promises and are not money. A Federal Reserve note is a debt obligation of the federal United States government, not money. The federal United States government and the U.S. Congress were not and have never been authorized by the Constitution for the United States of America to issue currency of any kind, but only lawful money, gold, and silver coin. It is essential that we comprehend the distinction between real money and paper money substitute. One cannot get rich by accumulating money substitutes. One can only get deeper into debt. A Federal Reserve note is not money. We the people no longer have any money. Most Americans have not paid any money for a very long time, perhaps not in their entire life. Now do you comprehend why you feel broke? Now do you understand why you are bankrupt, along with the rest of the country? Federal Reserve notes are unsigned checks written on a closed account. FRNs, Federal Reserve notes, are an inflatable paper system designed to create debt through inflation, parentheses, devaluation of currency, unparentheses. Whenever there is an increase of the supply of a money substitute in the economy without a corresponding increase in the gold and silver backing, inflation occurs. Inflation is an invisible form of taxation that irresponsible governments inflict on their citizens. The Federal Reserve Bank, who controls the supply and movement of FRNs, has everybody fooled. Inflation is simply just another tax. They have access to an unlimited supply of FRNs, paying only for the printing cost of what they need. FRNs are nothing more than promissory notes for U.S. Treasury securities, parentheses, T-bills, parentheses, a promise to pay the debt to the Federal Reserve Bank. There is a fundamental difference between paying and discharging a debt. To pay a debt, you must pay with value or substance, parentheses, i.e., gold, silver, barter, or a commodity. They pay only the printing costs. With FRNs, you can only discharge a debt. You cannot pay a debt with a debt currency system. You cannot service a debt with a currency that has no backing in value or substance. No contract in common law is valid unless it involves an exchange of good and valuable consideration. Unpayable debt transfers power and control to the sovereign power structure that has no interest in money, law, equity, or justice, because they have so much wealth already. Their lust is for power and control. Since the inception of central banking, they have controlled the fates of nations. The Federal Reserve System is based on the canon law and the principles of sovereignty protected in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. In fact, the international bankers used a canon law trust as their model, adding stock and naming it a, quote, joint stock trust, unquote. The U.S. Congress had passed a law making it illegal for any legal person to duplicate a joint stock trust in 1873. The Federal Reserve Act was legislated post facto to 1870, although post facto laws are strictly forbidden by the Constitution. The Federal Reserve System is a sovereign power structure separate and distinct from the federal United States government. The Federal Reserve is a maritime lender and/or maritime insurance underwriter to the federal United States, operating exclusively under Admiralty maritime law. The lender or underwriter bears the risks, and the maritime law compelling specific performance in paying the interest or premiums are the same. Assets of the debtor can also be hypothecated, parentheses, to pledge something as a security without taking possession of it, unparentheses, as security by the lender or underwriter. The Federal Reserve Act stipulated that the interest on the debt was to be paid in gold. There was no stipulation in the Federal Reserve Act for ever paying the principal. No stipulation to pay principal. Prior to 1913, most Americans owned clear, allodial title to property, free and clear of any liens or mortgages, until the Federal Reserve Act, parentheses, 1913, unparentheses, hypothecated all property within the federal United States to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, in which the trustees, stockholders, held legal title. The U.S. citizen, parentheses, tenant, franchisee, unparentheses, was registered as a beneficiary of the trust via his / her birth certificate. And we'll finish up with this right after this break.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Let's continue. We are reading the bankruptcy of the United States. This is a speech. He called it a speech by James Traficant, who at that time was a Democrat, a representative of the state of Ohio in Washington, D.C. He put forth an awful lot of short speeches, one-minute speeches, during his time in Washington, and he was there for quite a few years. And I am reading this directly from his book that I bought, and it just came in this week, called America's Last Minute Man. Okay, continuing on with this talk, actually it was a speech, but it ended up, just a small part was given on the floor, the rest of it was inserted into the congressional record. Okay, in 1933, the federal United States hypothecated all of the present and future properties, assets, and labor of their subjects, the 14th Amendment U.S. citizen, to the Federal Reserve System. In return, the Federal Reserve System agreed to extend the Federal United States Corporation all the credit money substitute it needed. Our private property is now collateral. Like any other debtor, the federal United States government had to assign collateral and security to their creditors as a condition of the loan. Since the federal United States didn't have any assets, they assigned the private property of their economic slaves, the U.S. citizens, as collateral against the unpayable federal debt. They also pledged the unincorporated federal territories, national parks, forests, birth certificates, and nonprofit organizations as collateral against the federal debt. All has already been transferred as payment to the international bankers. Unwittingly, America has returned to its pre-American Revolution feudal roots, whereby all land is held by a sovereign and the common people had no rights to hold allodial title to property. Once again, we the people are the tenants and sharecroppers, renting our own property from a sovereign in the guise of the Federal Reserve Bank. We the people have exchanged one master for another. This has been going on for over 80 years without the informed knowledge of the American people, without a voice protesting loud enough. Now it's easy to grasp why America is fundamentally bankrupt. Why are 90% of Americans mortgaged to the hilt and have little or no assets after all debts and liabilities have been paid? Why does it feel like you are working harder and harder and getting less and less? We are reaping what has been sown, and the results of our harvest is a painful bankruptcy and a foreclosure on American property, precious liberties, and a way of life. Few of our elected representatives in Washington, D.C. have dared to tell the truth. We are reaping what has been sown. The federal United States is bankrupt. Our children will inherit this unpayable debt and the tyranny to enforce paying it. America has become completely bankrupt in world leadership, financial credit, and its reputation for courage, vision, and human rights. This is an undeclared economic war, bankruptcy, and economic slavery of the most corrupt order. Wake up, America. Take back your country. Well, that's what he wrote, and it was prominent in his book. In fact, it was like the first major piece. It was in big print. This is obviously the one thing that he wanted to make sure anybody who bought his book read. I was surprised. I thought I'd have to hunt for it for a while, and I did not. It was like right there in front. As I recall, he had a hard time getting the book printed. In fact, the people who published it, it was sort of strange, because I don't know if you remember, Jim Traficant used to play football. He star quarterback for the Pitt Panthers, and I don't know who the Pitt Panthers are. But the publisher is Sports Calendar International, which is sort of strange, don't you think? Good book, though. Really good book. Okay, we'll be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop fibromalic.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Humanity. My name is Al Whitney, and tonight we're talking about the bankruptcy of the United States, focusing on the information that was disseminated by Representative James Traficant from Ohio, which is the state I live in. James Traficant is no longer with us. He died maybe a year or two ago. I'm trying to remember exactly when, supposedly in a tractor accident. There are people who are kind of wondering how that could be, but that's the official story. Jim Traficant created quite a brouhaha when he was in Congress, and he's just a fascinating guy. He was a fascinating guy. He was incredibly brave, and he was also trying to expose the inordinate power that AIPAC had on all of Congress, and anybody who exposes that invariably gets in trouble, and they get targeted by the money monsters and their promoters, and AIPAC is indeed exactly that. American Israeli Political Action Committee is what AIPAC stands for. So Jim Traficant did end up in jail under trumped-up charges. He was removed from his position. If you do a little bit research, you'll find out this was a very, very, very brave guy. And we talked a little bit about him. John apparently had run across him. A lot of people knew him. I guess he was a guest on John's show at one time, the National Intel Report. But this speech is incredibly brave, and we do have, as I said this past week, we have also verification of much of what he is saying by reading the writings of Lewis McFadden, which you can get on my website on the source document page. Scroll down to Lewis McFadden, and I have that whole little piece that was put together, a collection of McFadden congressional speeches, words that he actually said on the floor of Congress. He actually said that when there was open debate. So there's no question about it. This seems to be the missing link. So many of these patriots are going around talking about the 14th Amendment, which is true. What they have to say about the 14th Amendment is true, but they stop too soon. You can't just draw your conclusions based on the 14th Amendment, because what happened in 1933 was absolutely monumental. In 1933, in came the New Deal, and the Illuminati even put their symbol, their seal, on the $1 bill in 1934. And it basically, they announced the New World Order, that they had taken over the economy of the United States, and the currency was no longer a currency, okay? I mean, it was no longer the real money. It was a private international currency that they could make as much as they wanted, and they could inflate it. So basically, it was an economic, complete and total economic takeover of the country and the government. They brought in the emergency powers, and the emergency powers allowed the president to set up a big, huge branch of the federal corporation called the administrative branch, which now has 450 agencies, to do his will. And his will, of course, is the banker's will. And that's where we're at today. So what are our options here? We're looking at a pretty grim picture. Unless you understand that to do this, they brought in the law merchant. Now, the law merchant, we talked about that all the time on this. You've got a corporate structure, and they're using the law merchant. The law merchant is the law of contracts. And what they've done is they've made the law of contracts the law of the land, and they have made contract law superior to any other form of law, which would be common law or constitutional law. So right now, that's where we're at, contract law, and Melvin Stamper exposed that. That's what they wanted. They wanted contract law to be superior to any other form of law. So they trick us into signing applications and contracts and agreements, and we don't really know that's what we're doing, that we're obligating ourselves. And then when we don't perform the way they want us to perform, then they go after us in their civil courts. And it is up to us to figure out that this legal system that is in place has nothing to do with the Constitution, just as the dollar is not real money. I've read this little section before, but I'm going to read it again. This is from Melvin Stamper, because I think it keeps tying this whole thing in together. Melvin Stamper is an attorney who wrote a wonderful book called Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. And I've talked about it many times. And you can even get chapter 2 of that book, which is what I'm going to read from, as a free download on anticorruptionsociety.com. But this is one of the most important paragraphs Melvin put in his book. In the 1950s, the Uniform Commercial Code was adopted in most of the states as a means of unifying the generally accepted procedures for handling the new legal system of dealing with commercial fictions as though they were real. One of the fictions he's talking about is the money. Security instruments replace substance as collateral for debt. Security instruments could be supported by presumptive adhesion contracts. Debt instruments with collateral and accommodating parties could be used instead of money. Money and the need for money was disappearing, and a uniform system of law had to be put in place to allow the courts to uphold the security instruments that depended on commercial fictions as a basis for compelling payment or performance. All of this was accomplished by the mid-1960s. Doesn't it seem strange that Stamper knew this when he wrote the book? Admiralty law, maritime law, Jim Trafficant knew this back in 1993, and yet today, we've still got lawyers running around denying this fact, which is so apparent to everyone else, and telling us that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. I still find it very hard to believe that that's what they think. I'm almost 100% convinced that 99% of them know the truth, and their job is to perform the role of gatekeeper and keep that truth away from public awareness. Now, I'm sure other people may have a different opinion, but that's how it looks to me, because along with Senate Report 93549 and the trafficant information and other documents that we've got, like reading the UCC general provisions, it would seem obvious to me that anyone would conclude that this is what our legal system is today, law merchant. But I'm afraid I may be one of the few people who are willing to admit this. So we're just going to do the best we can. We'd take callers, and he would like to call in and make comments about living in a world where we're told the legal system is one thing, and then we come to find out it is something altogether different. And we were never told, as he said in this talk, Representative Trafficant, I think it was pretty bold when he made this statement. It is established fact the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act, March 9, 1933. Okay? I wish everybody who listens would just get that in their head. The federal government, the United States that you think people are taking an oath to, that the military believes they're taking an oath to, it has been dissolved. They're taking an oath to a corporation. And that's what's so tragic, is what they're doing is they're putting their lives on the line for the benefit of a private corporation, not for the benefit of their neighbors, not for the benefit of their family, for the benefit of a profiteering enterprise that is run by a bunch of criminal bankers. And what did he say? He said, who's the receiver of the bankruptcy? The international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. Okay? We are under war powers. He admitted that. They're operating within a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers. He also admitted the Federal Reserve note is not money. I have heard Ron Paul, I watched YouTube, so I wasn't in the room, where Ron Paul was in one of these banking committee meetings, and he was asking them to define money. What is money? And the Federal Reserve representative that was in that room hemmed and hawed and could not and never did give Ron Paul an answer. Because the truth is, they know the Federal Reserve note is not money. It is not backed by anything. But what they've done is they've created unpayable debt. And by doing that, they're transferring all the power and control to them. We are supposedly the debtors, and debtors have no rights. And that's what they have attempted to do. Their lust is for power and control. In fact, since the inception of central banking, they have been running roughshod over nations across the planet. I would have to recommend, if you haven't read Michael Rivero's All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, I'd suggest you read it, because it's well researched. And that's pretty much what he said. He concludes saying that as long as we have central banks, humanity will suffer. And until we get rid of them, it's unlikely we'll ever get free. And I thought that was well put, well worded, and quite poignant. Excuse me. So that's what we're doing in our world, in Lawfully Yours, trying to help people understand that you're not dealing with a regular government. You're dealing with a corporate commercial group of institutions, and they're all bound by the laws of contract. And you are the legal person, according to their statutes. Across the board, they don't recognize living men and women. They only recognize corporate entities and person is just another corporate entity. So one of the many strategies that we have is using notices to notify them that we are flesh and blood living men and women. If we don't rebut the presumption that we are a corporate entity, they will railroad us into compelling performance on their contracts, even though their statutes, their laws, their rules, their regulations only apply to legal fiction persons. And we've talked about this many, many, many times. It would be nice if more of the people who are trying to figure out this legal system would take a fresh look at this speech that Traficant gave and try to put it together, because he talked about the birth certificate. He talked about the Federal United States Corporation. He talked about the trust. He talked about the hypothecation. He talked about the discontinuation of the constitutional form of government. I don't know why more people aren't aware of this, but you can find this on the web. That's where I found it first, and I confirmed it when I bought the book and read it and compared it to what was on the web word for word, and lo and behold, it was correct. Somebody had put it up there word for word, and it is on our website. So, is anybody have any comments on this bankrupt country, which seems to be controlling us all at the moment? Give us a call. Let me give you the number. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. And as we're coming into the Christmas, feel free to call in. And as we're coming into Christmas, I'd like to remind everybody to think about putting RBN on your Christmas list. RBN depends heavily on listener support. And by that, I mean not only listening to our programs, not only buying the purchasing the wonderful products from the advertisers, but also making donations to the RBN itself. It is not inexpensive to run a radio network. There are employees involved, there are buildings involved, there are licenses, there's all insurance, all kinds of costs. And John has been keeping this boat afloat for quite a while, but it is difficult. It really is hard. He needs actual Federal Reserve notes, sadly. He has to use Federal Reserve notes to keep this program going. And all the wonderful hosts that are on this network, certainly I'm hoping you would not want to see them disappear, because a lot of the information they give you are not going to find anywhere else. So let me give you a couple ways to donate to RBN. You can call 800-724-2719, extension 1, and make a donation, or you can send a check to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Let me give you that address again. Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or the third way you can make a donation is go to republicbroadcasting.org on your computer. Go to the website republicbroadcasting.org and click on the donate tab and select either a single donation or a monthly pledge. Okay, have a short break. Be back soon. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney. Our call-in number here at RBN is 1-800-313-9443. If you have any questions or comments about the bankruptcy of the United States or what our legal system is, please give us a call. Meanwhile, I'm going to add a little bit more that Melvin Stamper provided. I have read this before, but you know, even when I read it over again to myself and become more familiar with the words, because some of the terminology he uses is common in the financial industry as well as in the legal profession and not as common in everyday conversation. A phrase like debt instruments with collateral and accommodating parties is not something we generally talk about in our everyday conversations. But I'm going to read a little bit further because there seems to be a debate. Now, I did hear a program that Ralph Winterod was on with Carl Lentz, and Ralph admitted on this program that the courts in Alaska are UCC. Well, it's not just Alaska, but I was happy to hear him admit that the courts, what the courts are doing is Uniform Commercial Code, or UCC. So this is what Melvin Stamper went on to say, okay? The commercial code is merely a codification of accepted and required procedures, which all people engaged in commercial activity must follow. The basic principles of commerce had been settled thousands of years ago, but were refined as commerce became more sophisticated over the years. In the 1900s, the age-old principles of commerce shifted from substance to form. Presumption became a major element of the law. That's so important. I'm going to say it again. In the 1900s, the age-old principles of commerce shifted from substance to form. Presumption became a major element of the law. Without giving a degree of force to legal presumption, the new direction in enforcing commercial claims could not be supported in equity admiralty courts and had no chance in common law. Now, we talked about that, substance and form. The substance is the living flesh and blood man. The form is the legal fish and person connected to your Social Security number or your CUSIP number. Okay? They are acting on the legal fiction person. So what they had done is they have connected their legal system and their enforcement system to the form. And then they act against the substance. And I think he said it very clearly. He also said there was a presumption. And what is the presumption? The most common presumption is when you go into their courts that you are there willingly performing and becoming the legal fiction person, even though you're a living flesh and blood woman or man. But because you're unaware that there is this distinction between substance and form, you show up and proceed to wear the mask of the legal fiction person. That is what the whole system is about, and he says it very clearly. And he also said, supported in equity admiralty courts, and no chance in common law, which is why you can't find common law in our courts. Our courts are commercial courts. Okay, we will take calls when we come back. We have one. This is just a short break. We'll be back soon.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.